Yes. There's a lot of the thing is visual as well. You know, and we had thought about that even from the early days. You know, I'm basically in the sort of the newest member in a way, because they'd had the band formed for about 6 months with a few other bass players when I came along when I was at college in London. But even then, you know, they had this theme basically of wearing black at the time on stage. You know, that was sort of a theme of what to wear, you know. And a lot of ideas from Freddie, I think, in the early days about the way, you know, we should sort of put over the show, you know. But it, you know, it started from then, it's just slowly progressed over the years.
Well, that's funny, it's because I have read some criticisms in the past that said Queen on stage is perfect to the point of sterility. In other words, everything is choreographed, the lights are there, you know, everything. It's like, I mean, I was sitting around one night thinking, because I remember vividly one night Freddie was singing, and he was just singing, and just like, you know, like at one point the song just went like that, and there was a tambourine waiting for him. And for all the world, I just wanted to see the expression on his face that somebody gave him like a wet sponge and instead of tambourine. But when I asked him about that, he said he thought sterility was the wrong word. He said that's professionalism. Would you agree with what he said?
True. I mean, I wouldn't say our show was that perfect every night either. You know,
but it is.
It is a rehearsed show. Yes, it is. There is the sort of the analogy of going to see a play at a theatre, you know, whereas everything has to be, everything is in place, and that whole thing of everything being like that works, and it all works together well, and it has the best effect, you know. It's like sort of, you know, an actor learning a part, you know, and playing a part rather than, very difficult in a way. I mean, it's always a bit different every night, even though it's, you know, the show is basically rehearsed, you know, but mainly for all the things are done for, you know, for the effect, you know. I mean, the lights are designed to go with the music, just to enhance, you know, the music, you know, what's happening with the music.
Yeah, that gets back to what we were talking about rock musicians really being more than just musicians now. They're like entertainers, and the analogy with a Broadway play is quite similar, I think, in that context. I don't think you'd call a Broadway play sterile. Unless it's a sterile cuckoo. Do you think that the music that's created today is earmarked to last, to endure, or are we all just really running around making things in a disposable society that's gonna?
I think some of it will last for a long while. Yes. Because it's so big, you know. I mean, it's not the sort of thing that could, you know. I mean, records are selling so many copies, you know. I'm sure a lot of our generation will still be playing them in 10 years' time, you know.
But in 20 years' time, will it still be the original version, or will it be?
I think some will endure, you know. I mean, things like mainly things like the Beatles, you know. I mean, they would endure forever, you know. I mean,
this is a question I ask just about everybody I interview, and the Beatles are the one group that practically everybody mentions.
Yes, the songs have a very lasting quality. Yeah, definitely. I don't know what it is, you know.
Does it bother you so much that rock has become so corporate to a certain extent?
Yes, I suppose it does in a way. It does get to that point, you know. I mean, that's a lot of the things that, in a way, things like sort of the punk thing in England is what they're reacting against, because it is getting a bit too much that way, you know. You know, it costs, you know, X thousand dollars before you can actually go out and put a show on, because you need all this equipment and all the lights, you know. And that's more just back to sort of, you know, Roots just going up and playing, you know. It is a bit that way, you know. But it's very difficult in a way, because once you get to sort of this sort of level, you've got to be able to sort of live with it in a way, because there's always that certain sort of amount of sort of business that goes attached with it, you know. I mean, you can't sort of ignore it completely, you know. I mean, you have to sort of, you know, keep sort of one eye on it, you know. So
it goes in cycles.
Yeah.
quitting the show.